I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gaelic Hasla. My name is Gennargio Sullivan of the Tlaweetsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
Our next speaker here is Viola Thomas. She is also a residential school survivor.
Part of our obligation where I work with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada is to inform Canadians on the truth. But I believe that as more Canadian people understand that this was Canadian law and Canadian policy, and that Canadians need to take responsibility for the shared history, I also believe that Canadians have a responsibility to resonate reconciliation with the First Peoples of this country. And what did we learn when we went to the school? We learned how to be bullies, how to be mean to each other, how not to love, how not to feel a great sense of pride of who you are and where you come from. I learned about racism, and I didn't know what that was. I really didn't know what racism was. I learned about sexism, and as a young girl, I didn't know about sexism. There were many forms of abuse, not just the physical, but the intellectual abuse. To always be reminded that you're stupid and that you're nobody. To be told by your teachers and by the folks from the church that you're a savage, you're a squaw. And I just want to close with one of my heroes, a woman by the name of Winona LaDuc. And I offer this to all of our brothers and sisters who were abducted to residential schools. And I offer this with a good heart to non-Indigenous people so that they will pick up the torch. And this is what she says. There is no social change fairy. There is only change made by the hands of individuals.
You have just heard at Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome to Bluegrass Ramblings. My name is Dara Weiss. I'll be your host for the next hour, playing you bluegrass music, a little bit of old time music as well. Hope you've all had a fabulous week. We started the show off with Tim Stafford from the album Endless Line. We heard Indigo Blue. We're going to start the show with some old time music. We're going to start with a wonderful musician who lives very close to Kingston, Ontario. His name is Teilhard Frost, and he is a member of the great old-time band Shisham and Lotus. Also, Teilhard recently was featured as a musician, performer, with Little Andy and Little Andy's new project, the Hezekiah Proctor Project. I should say Teilhard plays with Hezekiah Proctor. But Teilhard is a fantastic old-time musician. He plays fiddle, he plays the jaw harp, banjo. He is multi-talented and a wonderful musician. And this is a song, an old-time song from his more recent recording, As the Crow Flies. So here is Teilhard Frost with Darlin' Cora on Bluegrass Ramblings, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Get away, darling Corey. Go and do the best. Well, the last that I seen darling Corey, she was sitting on the banks of the sea, two pistols around her body and a banjo on her knee.
That was Brian Vollmer from his album Old Time Music Party. We heard Been All Around This World. Before that, the Roan Mountain Hilltoppers from the album Down Home. We heard Cumberland Gap. And we started that set off with Canadian musician Teilhard Frost from the band Shisham and Lotus. This is a solo recording, a solo album called As the Crow Flies. We heard Darlin' Cora. You're listening to Bluegrass Ramblings on CKUT 90.3 FM. Let's continue with some classic bluegrass. We're going to hear from Rose Maddox from the Stanley Brothers. But first, here's Bill Monroe with Will You Be Lovin' Another Man.
Now will you love me, little darling, when I'm in some other land? And you know I can't be with you. How will you be loving another man? Will you be loving another man? Will you be loving another man? When I return, will you be waiting? How will you be loving another man? Now don't be crying on my shoulder and telling me that love is grand. And before I'm out of sight, dear, then be loving another man. Will you be loving another man? Will you be loving another man? When I return, will you be waiting? How will you be loving another man? To be true, dear, I want you to please understand. When I return, don't say you're sorry, just keep on loving another man. Will you be loving another man? Will you be loving another man? When I return, will you be waiting? Or will you be loving another man? Another man. When I return, will you be waiting? Or will you be loving another man?
afraid. No one would ever wed me, and I'd die sour old maid. Now I am married, and I set me down to weep, 'cause my husband chaws tobacco, and he snores in his sleep. Oh, Lord, I wish I was a single girl again. Lord, I wish I was a single girl again. Showed me to the sink. Oh, Lord, I wish I was a single girl again. Lord, I wish I was a single girl again. I wish I had one too. Now I've got a baby, he's as sweet as any rose, but ain't it aggravating when you have to clean their nose? Oh, Lord, I wish I was a single girl again. Lord, I wish I was a single girl again.
You're listening to Bluegrass Ramblings on CKUT 90.3 FM. We just heard from Rose Maddox with the song Single Girl. Before that, the Stanley Brothers with Are You Tired of Me, My Darling? And we started that set off with Bill Monroe and Will You Be Loving Another Man? Up next, some more classic bluegrass. The Nashville Bluegrass Band, John Ashby and the Free State Ramblers. But here's Red Allen and Frank Wakefield with All I Want Is You.
Say you'll change your name to mine. I don't look for hidden treasures, for I found that love's a truth. Don't money, ships, or mansions now, 'cause all I want is you. Thank you.
like to see my native home. The lofty trees, the golden sand, the rugged mountains crowded round my mother's voice, how sweet the sound. Sometimes I dream of home and friends. My dreams are cross, my heart it bends. And when I wake, I'm all alone. My dreams are false, my friends are gone.
And that was the Nashville Bluegrass Band with My Native Home. Before that, John Ashby and the Free State Ramblers with Dance All Night. And we started that set off with Red Allen and Frank Wakefield and the song All I Want Is You. You are listening to Bluegrass Ramblings on CKUT 90.3 FM. Up next, we're going to hear from Ricky Skaggs. We're going to hear from Tim O'Brien and Jerry Douglas. But first, from New Brunswick, the Bluegrass Diamonds from the album Un Rêve Réalisé. We're going to hear the song Tu es dans mes pensées.
Aujourd'hui, tu es dans mes pensées. Je parcours la route pour y chanter ma vie. Aujourd'hui, tu es dans mes pensées.
Ma chérie, tu es dans mes pensées. À mon coucher, j'aurais voulu t'embrasser.
Ta photo à mes côtés afin de me consoler.
Aujourd'hui, tu es dans mes pensées.
Chez moi, j'aperçois mon amour, les bras ouverts qui m'attend. Je lui dis, ma chérie, je t'aime tant.
Ma chérie, tu es dans mes pensées. À mon coucher, j'aurais voulu t'embrasser.
ta photo à mes côtés a fait bien me consoler.
Aujourd'hui, tu es dans mes pensées. À mon coucher, j'aurais voulu t'embrasser.
J'ai ta photo à mes côtés afin de me consoler.
Aujourd'hui, tu es dans mes pensées.
Aujourd'hui,
tu es dans mes pensées.
Just to know I've been a fruitless love that make my poor heart grieve. Some loaves and grapes to rest. You can take your last look at my face and say I did my best.
There's folks building homes as sweet as can be. They're leveling their yards and planting their trees. But my little
let it be. with me on that day. Imagine for me.
To Bluegrass Ramblings on CKUT 90.3 FM. That was Ricky Skaggs from a compilation honoring the fathers of bluegrass. We heard Mansions for Me. Before that, Tim O'Brien and Jerry Douglas with The Things in Life, and we started that set off with Canadian bluegrass band The Bluegrass Diamonds from the album Un Rêve Réalisé. We heard Tu es dans mes pensées. Let's continue now with the Gibson Brothers from the album Brotherhood. Here is a waltz version of the Stanley Brothers tune, How Mountain Girls Can Love, on Bluegrass Ramblings, CKUT 90.3 FM.
That's why I'm blue. love so
public square. The mail had just arrived and the postboy met me there. He handed me a letter on which I understand my gal from Carolina had married another man. I read a few lines further till found that it was true. My heart was filled with trouble, I didn't know what to do. My heart was filled with trouble, well, trouble's on my mind. Gonna drink and gamble for the one I left behind. I've always been quiet heart. I've always loved women, drank whiskey and played cards. My parents treated me kindly, had no boy but me. My mind was bent on rambling, at home I couldn't agree.
From Toronto, that was the Slow Can Ramblers from the album Shaken Down the Acorns. We heard I've Always Been a Rambler. Before that, the Gibson Brothers. No, sorry. We heard Rhonda Vincent before that with the Lonesome Wind Blues from the album Back Home Again. And we started that set off, sorry about that, with the Gibson Brothers from the album Brotherhood. We heard How Mountain Girls Can Love. Well, let's continue with a little bit more bluegrass music. Oh, the wonderful voice of Del McCoury in this next one. Here's Michael Cleveland with special guest Del McCoury from Michael Cleveland's album Letter Go Boys. Here is the Montana Cowboy.
Swanee Paralpopolo is back, and in real life for its 22nd edition. All the sights, sounds, and sensations of live music. After 2 years of online adaptation, Swoney is filling up the month of June with liberated music of all genres. Over 45 events and 90 participating artists performing indoors, outdoors, streamed for maximum accessibility. Record and book launches, workshops, a puppet show, a satellite Swoney happening in Wakefield, Quebec, of all places, and, of course, much more. For all the goodies, check out swoneyparapopolo.org. Masks will, of course, be required. For your audio program guide, tune into the Montreal Sessions, Tuesday, May 24th, May 31st, and June 7 and 14th, from 3 till 5 p.m. The Swoney crew hosts will be serving up highlights of what to expect at this year's festival. This is, of course, a CKUT